It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All righty, here we go. Podcast time. It's the podcast with Brock and Hunter.
Here we go.
It's the podcast. Yahoo. I wonder how many times I can get you to do the Mario Yahoo in a day.
In a day?
In a day. I think we need to keep a counter. Here, you know what? We'll have CJ in on the podcast.
Yeah, absolutely.
Sound good? Ready?
Hey, hey, right. I'll do the Yahoo. Do the Donald just real quick. Say something.
I love it, dude. I love when he does that.
So weird. I have the weirdest boner right now.
All right. It's Friday, so that means it's time for five facts, five opinions on a Friday. We do this every Friday. We help you learn, and then we also give our useless opinions on it as well. Fact number one, the top theory for why Leonardo da Vinci didn't finish the Mona Lisa is because he fainted and hurt his arm. I didn't know it wasn't not finished.
Yeah, what do you have to finish?
I don't know.
He fainted because she was so ugly. Oh, God.
She was beautiful for the day, Hunter.
Oh, man. Damn, that was beautiful, huh?
I'd hit it.
Would you?
I'd hit it.
You would have sex.
Mona Lisa looks like a freak. She looks like she does butt stuff.
The little bird lips. Jeez, man.
Mona Lisa looks like a freak.
Right. I just died in there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would.
She seems very hairy. Oh,
not your cup of tea, Hunter, Mr. Fancy Guy. Got to have all the models.
Not up to my standard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, Mona.
Well, I didn't know that it wasn't finished. So, fun fact, I learned that.
Yeah.
I thought it was done.
Yeah, I'll finish it. Just give me a paintbrush, bro.
I'd love to see that. I thought of something way worse when you said finish it. I'm done. Number two, Saved by the Bell, the new class, lasted longer than the original Saved by the Bell.
Really?
It had 143 episodes. The original show only had 126.
Was all the original characters, right?
Most of them. There was a few that moved on. They had some new characters come in. But that was obviously the college year. Or wait, the new class wasn't the college years. You remember Saved by the Bell?
The college years.
That had...
The original cast.
Most of the original cast.
So the new class isn't the original cast.
No. I think Belding was still there, and then didn't like Screech come back as like, I thought maybe something like that.
Yeah, between porn, Screech came back.
He did that one video.
Yeah.
Oh, God. And then he did some jail time for like stabbing a guy.
Right.
Screech.
Even his wiener had a fro.
Do you know that that was a fake wiener in that video?
No,
it
wasn't.
It was.
He came out in his
bathtub wanking it video.
Like it was a fake. Right.
He said it was a fake.
I've never seen it, but really?
Don't lie. Yes, you have.
All right.
It's on your queue. It's on your lineup.
Yeah, it made me screech.
You ever say, good God. Wow, this has been so sexual when it should not have been sexual at all. CJ's looking at us like, you degenerates. This is what you made me sit in on. All right. Fact number two, opinion number two. Joseph Stalin's real last name was Zugashvili. Mm-hmm. Zugashvili. He changed it to Stalin as he was rising to power. It means man of steel.
Man of steel.
Stalin, man of steel.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good dude.
Stalin was not a good dude.
No, him and Hitler were kind of bad guys.
Yeah. Stalin's one of those guys, like, you just look at a picture of him, you're like,
That
guy looks like he killed a lot of people.
You're a real murdery dude, aren't you?
Yeah, he just has that look.
Yeah.
It's like that dad, you meet the dad for the first time, and you look at him, you're like, this guy looks like he's pissed off all the time.
He was in prison at some point, wasn't he?
I don't think he likes me, because his daughter's got magnificent breasts,
and he knows it. Oh, God! That's why, if I ever have kids...
And I'm here to lick them!
Jesus, God! Hunter! This has been the dirtiest. I think this has probably been the worst podcast we ever. Everything we've done, every opinion has gotten back to sex somehow.
It's Friday, man. It's nice out.
What if his daughter was Mona Lisa?
Dude.
Man, there you go.
Oh, I'd go to town.
Just wreck it. I'm going to wreck it. All right, let's move on. Let's move on, for God's sakes. Fact number four, opinion number four. Frank Sinatra had
have sex with him for sure.
Jesus Christ. Frank Sinatra had a fatal heart attack on May 14th, 1998, right as the Seinfeld finale was on. Since so many people were inside watching, the traffic in Los Angeles was light, and he was able to get to the hospital faster than usual.
Seinfeld saved his life.
No, wow. He died.
Oh,
that's when I say fatal heart attack, that means he died.
He did.
Fact number five, fatal means dead.
Frank Sinatra, though.
Yeah, but he was able to get there, so who knows? Maybe if they would have caught a little bit sooner, he could have lived.
You like Frank Sinatra?
I do. Old Blue Eyes. I'm not a huge fan of the crooning, but obviously it's Frank Sinatra, and he had a great
voice. You know what's more fascinating to me than his music It's just his lifestyle and how many like gangsters he's
got.
Dude,
he was like seriously involved with the mob. Yeah. Like, no joke.
Well, it was crazy. Like, the mob looked up to him.
Yeah.
I mean, this is a guy that just entertains and sings. I'm sure he had his hands in a lot of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you he did. But it's just weird. Like, the mob, you know these guys that like kill everybody?
Yeah.
That people are fearful of?
Yeah.
They look up to this.
Yeah, they love it. And that's a good side to be on.
Yeah.
You want to be on the mobster side.
Absolutely.
I always worry. You know, our topic today, with scenarios that we fantasize about, impossible situations. Have you ever fantasized, I was like, God, what if I ever, like, got in with the mob? Does that the ever, mob? Have you ever thought about that?
Absolutely.
Like, what if all of a sudden you owe the mob a favor? It's like,
yeah. Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah. You got to pay it back, because otherwise some guy in a tracksuit and a gold chain is going to come visit you.
I got to. Hey, CJ, do the mob voice. Do the Pesci.
Wait, Joe Pesci? What are you talking about? What Joe Pesci what? What, I'm over here standing here doing nothing.
Well, what are you talking
about? Now all of a sudden you want me to do the Joe Pesci? What is this? How do we stand here to listen and talk to you guys?
I love it, dude.
That was great.
Nobody listen. Nobody family listens.
Funny how? Like a clown? Yeah. I mean, would you?
I mean, if you were like a clown? Ages.
That's so much better than ours, because mine's like,
what are you talking about, Mommy? Thank you, Daddy.
That's hilarious.
All right. Perfect.
All right, what do we got next?
Last fact, last opinion. Pumpernickel literally translates to devil's flatulence in old German.
Devil's you know what? It's all that beer and sauerkraut.
I think, well, pumpernickel's not beer and sauerkraut, though.
No, but flatulence, well, that's what it is.
It got its name because people found it hard to digest, like a devil's fart. I guess.
Damn.
What do you think the devil's fart smells like?
Dude,
what do you think, CJ? What does a devil's fart smell like?
Well, just wait a second. He'll show you. Seriously. Yeah.
You got some guys, ripping, roaring tooters?
Yeah,
I'm brewing. You got some turgulence going right now? Yes.
Nice.
That's our dumb vocabulary. See, that's how you use it.
I think the right genes have some gas, bro.
I like when you find out old words have like some weird old meaning, how they got to it. Like, they just name stuff, whatever. Yeah. Like, we're going to call this the pumpernickel. Yeah.
Why is it always something like that, too?
Yeah, it's something weird.
All right.
And it means devil's flatulence.
German words, man.
German's got some weird words.
Mm-hmm.
Weird words.
I heard they're naked a lot in Germany, too.
Are they?
Yeah. Like, they just walk around naked.
I don't think that's an actual fact.
Actual fact, no.
Maybe on, like, a beach.
But no, I think nudity is, like, not as frowned upon.
Oh, no. Well, on European TV in general, like, they got commercials with, like, boobs.
Yeah.
It's, like, great. Like, full-on titties out.
You're right. It's like the Spanish news ladies. Can we get some of those?
Yeah.
Dude.
God. Yeah, on Tel Aviv or whatever.
Right. Has anybody pay attention to the news when that's walking around?
No.
The tightest dress.
Fantastic. Fantastic. And then devil fart, lettuce, whatever it is.
Oh, God.
I don't know. This is, I'm not going to lie. Yesterday, we had the shortest podcast we've ever done. Yeah. This has been the worst podcast
The worst and most sexual.
That's right. Yeah. Just real dirty.
Yeah.
Well, should we have Joe Pesci send us out?
Yeah.
Get out of here, say it. Don't let us down, Joe Pesci.
I don't know. Wait. I don't know what's going on, but you know what? Get out of here!
Perfect. What a perfect way to end.
I love it.
This train wreck of this devil's flatulence of a podcast.
All right.
Perfect. All right. Well, don't forget to check out more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show if you want. WIRX, that is Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1. We'll see you guys next time.